Cape Talk
from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoku Sibiya, who joins you every day to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Good morning, Soku.
Good morning, Abungile, and to listeners.
Auzwege, let's talk about the Sahara Desert. Well, I remember it in high school. The Sahara Desert. Okay, no, we're not there. We're not there. What's happening in the Sahara Desert?
Well, scientists are basically now looking at how do we repurpose some of the resources or the landscape that we have on the continent. And one of the things is that we have quite a big or vast numbers of deserts. So if you think about the Kalahari, the Sahara, the Namib Desert, how do we begin repurpose these as we look towards the future, especially with climate change? You know, that's the big buzzword that's been happening. And what scientists want to do is basically convert the Sahara Desert into one big wind and solar energy farm. So if you were to put up solar panels, wind turbines, and basically generate power enough that will, you know, power the whole continent, basically. And this is what they want to do. So even if it's harvesting fog in Morocco from that side, having wind, having solar, because, I mean, the sun is something that's abundant in terms of in Africa. And this is why, this is what scientists should be doing. And this is where science is going in terms of how do you repurpose what we already have to mitigate factors that we know are coming. So we, you know, we're always reading reports about climate change, but what should we be doing? And this is what scientists want to do in terms of getting governments, getting private sector onto the ball and making sure that they start thinking about the future of the continent in terms of becoming world leaders. And basically, you know, power and energy is going to be the new oil, for example, and we need to be at the forefront of that, mainly because we are the ones that have, you know, their access to wind and solar.
Yeah, much agreed on that one. Soku, once again, thank you for the lovely, lovely news you've sent on our side. We look forward to chatting with you once again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.